Linnea and Arthur Osborne appealed the Planning Commission permit in July, about a month after it was issued. The board of directors of the Juneau Commercial Fishermen's Memorial and local resident Dixie Hood joined as interveners. The Osbornes, who own and operate the fishing vessel Mongoose, argued the commission failed to adequately consider the impact of the new cruise ship docks on Juneau's commercial fishing fleet. Specifically, Linnea Osborne said the city did not study whether the floating berths would limit access to the nearby Taku Smokeries dock.
If we can't get to the dock, we'll have to go elsewhere, and it's not just a matter of running into Ock Bay. If we lose our downtown processor, everyone loses.
Taku Smokeries did not join the Osborne's appeal. Fisherman's Memorial Board President Bruce Wyrock argued the floating docks would ruin the view of Gastineau Channel from the monument and compromise the annual blessing of the fleet.
It's going to block the historic purpose for locating the Fisherman's Memorial there.
The Planning Commission was represented at the hearing by Deputy Community Development Director Greg Cheney. He declined to address Wyrock's comments because the location of the memorial was not part of the appeal. However, Cheney noted the project has been the subject of significant scrutiny over the years, including several public meetings dating back before the Planning Commission's involvement. When the Osbornes first raised their concerns in January, Cheney said the commission delayed action on the permit in order to give the city's Docks and Harbors Department more time to address concerns about fishing vessel traffic.
This project is better for the process. The Osbornes did come. They testified. They're part of our commercial fishing fleet. The project was modified to address their concerns. Now, didn't address them maybe to the degree that they would like, but I think it is an excellent example of the process at work.
Docks and Harbors redesigned the project so the floating cruise ship docks would be further away from the Taku Smokeries dock. Port Director Carl Yucatel said the project, as currently designed, would provide 211 feet of clearance between the Taku dock and the southernmost cruise ship berth. Yucatel said that's more than 2.5 times the clearance needed to meet the reasonable access standard for vessels less than 80 feet in length.
We're also working with the Alaska Marine Exchange to develop technology which will provide real-time wind and current information at the facility to aid in the safe navigation in this vicinity.
Assemblymember Jesse Keel brought up the distance between the two docks in asking the Osbornes to clarify their objections.
It seems to be a wider maneuvering room than just about any harbor we've got in Juneau. Help me understand the safety concern.
Linnea Osborne responded that navigating a boat into a harbor is a lot different than in an open channel.
And this is where I guess it's so important that Docks and Harbor should have had, a public meeting on these items and on these assessments to gain a better idea of this current and the navigation challenges that these guys deal with.
In his comments, Yucatel said mariners should always use caution and that nobody would be forced to use the dock when the weather wouldn't allow it. After the Assembly met to discuss the matter in executive session, Mayor Merrill Sanford and Assemblyman Johan Dibdahl, who presided over the appeal hearing, said they hoped a written decision would be ready in a couple of weeks. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.